Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Q4 2011 Investors Conference Call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Michael Kuta. Please go ahead, Mr. Kuta.
Thank you, operator. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the full year 2011 and Q4 2011 Investor Conference Call of Amerigo Resources Ltd. on Tuesday, March 6, 2012. Before we begin our presentation, let me caution you that our comments and discussions will include forward-looking statements and information within the meaning of applicable securities legislation. Although we believe that the anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by the forward-looking statements and information are based on reasonable assumptions and expectations, you should not place undue reliance on forward-looking statements and information because they involve unknown and known risks, uncertainties, and other factors which may cause the actual results, performance, or achievements of the company to differ materially from anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements and information. You should review our press release issued yesterday and our other documents filed with the securities authorities in Canada, including our annual information form under the heading Description of the Business Risk Factors. These documents describe the material factors and assumptions that were applied in drawing the conclusions and making the forecasts and projections as reflected in the forward-looking statements and information, and the material factors that could cause our actual results, performance, or achievements to differ materially. Finally, we undertake no obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statements or information made in this presentation. Now I'd like to introduce to you our President and CEO, Dr. Klaus Zeitler.
Thank you, Michael. I just want to mention that with us is also our Chief Financial Officer, Aurora Davidson. So if there are any questions on the financial side, she will be available to answer these questions. I'd like to change the format a little bit from the past. You all have seen our press release and our financial statement, so I will not go through the details of this press release, but I will rather describe to you in general terms the past year and the outlook for the future. As you have seen from our press release, I was saying that 2011 was a challenging year. And this is certainly true. It was, however, not the full year which was so challenging. It was rather the second half of the year. The year started out very well. We had decent profitability and a good cash flow, and then in June this was interrupted by the contractors' strike at El Teniente, and we were almost down for 2 months with very minimal production, and the year then continued with further unfortunate events. We had a bad debt situation through our generators, where we supplied power to the grid, and one of the customers of the grid went bankrupt, and we were involved in that with bad debt of about $1.5 million. The other thing which affected our results in the second half was the integration of the oxide pilot plant, which we have been building in the past year into the circuit. And this introduced unfortunately, some difficulties in our sulfide circuit, and we had very bad recoveries for about 2 months till we realized and could figure out from where these bad recoveries are coming from. This pilot, we then solved that problem toward the end of the year, and we had very good production results in December. And these good results from the production side continued now in January and February, and if everything goes well, we will be able to report at the end of the first quarter, most likely our best first quarter production results ever. So things, it looks as things have turned around to the better, and we are looking forward to a much better year in 2012. Another general comment which I'd like to make is that this operation which we have, as you know, is very power intensive. And the power costs in 2011 have further increased from 2010 and have come to very high level of around 20 cents. At that rate, the Chilean power costs are completely uncompetitive with when you compare it to power costs in other South American countries, or for that matter, in many countries in the world. For instance, in Peru, power costs are significantly lower than in Chile. When Amerigo originally bought the facility in Chile, the power costs were the best in South America. We paid at that time about three and a half to 4 cents per kilowatt hour versus 20 cents now. So we are really looking forward to next year, to 2013, when our power contract gives us much better rates than we have to pay at this point. And this will, of course, have a significant effect on our profitability. So talking about costs, apart from these very high power costs in the past year, we also had some one-time events which had unfavorable effects on our profitability and unfavorable effect on our cost. One are the maintenance costs. This resulted initially from the strike. While the strike was going on, we decided that we have to do something that if a similar strike situation would happen in the future, we would not be as badly affected as we were in this strike. So we did a lot of work so that in future, when El Teniente does not produce, we can at least continue production from the old tailings, and the old tailings now, of course, play a major role in our production and in our profitability. We are, in the first 2 months, for instance, we are producing about 55% of our total production from the old tailings. We also had to make adjustments, as I said, to the pilot plant in order to avoid the detrimental effects on recovery, and that again had required some major maintenance costs. And lastly, we had a situation in one of our mills where we had to replace the headgear and again with major maintenance costs, unforeseen maintenance costs. And of course, in our generator, we also had some additional maintenance costs, which were unforeseen. So all these events were not beneficial to our results, and of course that we saw in in our net earnings and in our operating cash flow. But despite that, as I said, we are looking forward to much better results this year. We have started to pay dividends in 2011, and it is our intent to continue with that, and with good results in the first quarter, I think the board of directors will be able to continue the dividend payments. We still are in a very strong financial position. We have $20 million in cash flow, and that and that cash flow again increased in the first in the first few months this year. We were able last year to repay almost $10 million to the banks, so our bank debt is very low now. And so I think we are starting on a very good foot, and it is my expectation that it will continue like that. The other reason for our increase in operating cost has been the fact that we have been operating in the old tailings pond in a very difficult area. We basically mined out one section of the tailings ponds, and the mining conditions there were very much more difficult than under normal situations, and this also contributed significantly to the increase of costs. We have now switched since the end of December to a new section of the old tailings, and this section is much easier to mine now, and it has higher grades and better recoveries due to the fact that the oxide portion in this area is much lower. So that will also contribute to better results this year. I think that's about all I'd like to say at this point, we're looking forward to your questions.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you are using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press pound. Once again, please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while participants register for questions. Thank you for your patience. The first question is from Terry Fisher in Toronto. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Just two quick questions. First of all, you mentioned the in your press release the problem with the generators. These are fairly new generators and built at quite an expense, and it seems odd that they would be running into problems so quickly and that any such problems wouldn't be covered by a manufacturer's warranty. So I'm wondering, and of course it particularly was harmful last year when the power costs were so high. So I'm wondering if you could go into that in a bit more detail. And my only other question is, I'd just like a breakdown of the other comprehensive loss number of $26.9 million.
Yes, thank you. I wish you were right that, you know, these generators were new, and, you know, in hindsight, you always know better. No, these generators were bought secondhand, and the reason for that was that at the time when the energy problems in Chile started, and the kilowatt hour price went to over 30 cents per kilowatt hour, we needed to have a quick solution. And we thought we found the quick solution by buying two used generators from China. Unfortunately, even though experts were looking at these generators, we had quite some problems with them. But I hope that we are at the end of that, and that in future we have a much more reliable situation with them. And this, of course, becomes very important if the power price continues to be high, particularly in 2013, when we will be able, on the basis of our power contract, to purchase power at 10 cents or less, a little bit less. And on the other hand, we will be able to sell power into the grid at so-called marginal costs. So that's when this will become a very important factor. But these generators were not new, and so we didn't have any possibility of going back to the manufacturers for them to repair them.
Terry, you also had a question with respect to the integration of other comprehensive loss in the year. There are three main items on that. We have a $14.4 million cumulative translation allowance, and that's basically the effect of translating the MVC financial statements from Chilean pesos to U.S. dollars, and the Amerigo head office main parent company financial statements from Canadian dollars to U.S. dollars. We also have an unrealized loss of $4.1 million on the available for sale financial assets that the company had in the year. And then we have a transfer of from other comprehensive income into earnings of $8.4 million, which was booked on the sale of half the Candente Copper shares that the company had early in 2011.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There are no more questions at this time. I'd like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Michael Kuda. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. And thank you, everyone, for listening and participating in our 2011 full-year investor conference call. We look forward to talking to you again in the next several months when we come out with our Q1 results, which, as Dr. Zeitler stated, we hope to be much better news. Thank you again, and we look forward to speaking to you at that point.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and thank you for your participation.